Chapter 3. The Soldier's Story.
I'm a soldier of Ferdinand and Isabella's army,
the man answered.
I started to guard this bridge 300 years ago. Follow me with courage, and you will make your fortune.
I don't want to commit a crime,
said Don Vincent worriedly.
Trust me, and don't be afraid,
answered the soldier. Don Vincent followed the soldier. Together, they climbed the hill between the Alhambra and the beautiful gardens of the Hemrelife. In the past, this was the summer palace of the Sultans of Granada. Finally, Don Vincent and the soldier arrived at a deserted tower. The soldier hit the ground with his sword 3 times, and suddenly, the stones moved and revealed an entrance into a vault underneath. They entered the dark vault. It was very cold inside.
This is my home.
It's very cold in here.
I came to this room 300 years ago, and I'm a prisoner here,
explained the soldier.
A prisoner?
Repeated Don Vincent.
That's not true. You were on the bridge. You walked back to this place. You're a free man.
No,
answered the soldier sadly.
That only happens once in 100 years. On the eve of St. John, the Muslim lifts the spell on that day.
What Muslim? What spell? I don't understand,
said Don Vincent.
In 1483, we defeated Boabdil, the last king of Granada. Then I helped a Muslim to hide some of King Boabdil's treasures here. But the Muslim tricked me,
explained the soldier.
He locked me up here to guard the treasures, but he didn't return to collect them again. He put a spell on me, and I became invisible. Nobody can help me, because nobody can see me except you. You're the first person to see me, because you're wearing the gold and silver ring of Solomon. It's a magic ring.